the shape of the Alaska House became a little clearer today. That's after Dillingham Representative Bryce Edgman was again elected Speaker of the House yesterday. And it looks like there will be 25 members in a multi-party majority and 15 in an all-Republican minority. Here to talk about the House and how it might approach the budget is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, good to be back, Casey.
Bring me up to speed. What happened today?
Well, it was really the first normal day on the House floor all session. They did things like receive reports from across the state government. They voted on a clerk. These are things that have been building up for a month. One thing that didn't happen today is they didn't form committees. The majority caucus did announce a new leadership team.
What can you tell us about who's on that team and then who's in the majority?
The leadership team is heavily Republican, even though Republicans make up less than a third of the caucus. There are 8 Republicans, 15 Democrats, and 2 independents, including Edgman, who was a Democrat up until earlier this week. 5 of the 7 people in leadership are Republicans. That includes Steve Thompson of Fairbanks, who's going to be the majority leader, and Chuck Kopp of Anchorage, who's going to be the rules chair. That's basically the person who schedules bills for votes on the floor. As far as the very important finance committee, there will be a Democrat, Neil Foster, who will be returning. This year he'll be handling the operating budget. And Fairbanks Republican Tammy Wilson will be the other finance co-chair.
Wait, you said Tammy Wilson?
Yeah, that's right. People may know her as a true conservative from North Pole. She is a advocate for cutting spending and has been very vocal throughout the years for her conservative views. The sense is that she thinks that the proposed budget cuts may go too far, and she's always been her own person. She has an independent streak, and it'll be really interesting to see how she handles this powerful role.
What is finally causing this majority to coalesce at this point?
One thing was just getting the session going. And I can't really answer that for certain because we haven't heard anything official from leadership yet. But Bryce Edgman said yesterday they'll work on a sustainable budget that accommodates the needs and essential services important to individual constituencies and to the entire state. And Republican Jennifer Johnston, who joined the majority, says she wants a budget that maintains the state's savings. I spoke to a few majority members today. One of them was Grier Hopkins. He's a Fairbanks Democrat, new to the legislature. He says it's good to be part of a group that has a wide variety of philosophies. Here's Hopkins.
I think the fact that our caucus has a lot of different philosophies is going to be its strength. Similar to much of Alaska, we will find a lot of values that we share together, no matter what our partisan labels are.
So the majority is still trying to add more members who are currently in the minority. We'll see if that happens.
So we have a picture of the majority. Who's in the minority?
Well, like you said at the beginning, all of them are Republicans. 8 of them are from either Matanuska, Susitna Borough, or the Eagle River section of Anchorage. 7 of the 8 Republicans who are new to the legislature are all in the minority, other than Bart Laban of Fairbanks, who chose to join the majority, which is kind of interesting because there was so much suspense over the extremely tight election that led to Laban being elected. The only others are Lance Pruitt of Anchorage and Dave Tallarico of Healy. Pruitt will be the minority leader. He expects the caucuses to be able to work together. Here's Pruitt.
It was, for me personally, it was difficult yesterday. I watched a few of my friends that decided to join a different caucus. I don't see that in a way where we won't have a relationship. We won't be able to work on what's right for Alaska.
So it may be helpful that the majority has members who've worked with the minority and they have more of a history of being in the same caucus than is normally the case. But it's pretty clear that the minority is much more in sync with Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. I guess the only thing I have left to say is that the majority is still working on who will sit on which committees, but we may know more on Monday.
All right. Well, thank you for tracking it all, Andrew, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Casey.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reporting from the Capitol.